Hey, good evening. So one of the minhagim, we call it minhag, that exists or possibly exists when it comes to Shavuos, and it's not just on Shavuos, it's any time you read the Sefer Dibros, is that you find sometimes you walk into a shul and everybody stands. Anyone ever been to a shul where nobody stands for Sefer Dibros? Ever been in a shul like that? There are some places, some people are very mocked, but not to stand. And the shaila is like, what's it about? Why not? What's wrong? Why do it in the first place? One of the reasons that they talk about in terms of why to do it is because the pasuk says "Vayitzatzu b'tachat ha'sahar." They stood at the base of the mountain. So there's a certain sense that by standing during the Aseret Dibros, you are reenacting that experience of Kabbalah Sotah, which would explain it, certainly why it's an appropriate thing to do on Shavuos morning. You know, that is that moment we're reenacting that exact experience. So it makes a lot of sense. We stand just like they stood at the base of the mountain to do the same thing. What's the concern? Why are those who are against the practice? Because the Gemara Brachos and Daf Yabei says that the Chachamim initially wanted to have the Aseret Dibros as part of the tefillah every day. And at some point they said, you know what? This is a bad idea. Why? Because there are people who are starting to say, you know, heretics who are saying, yeah, see, the whole Torah is not important, just the Aseret Dibros is important, right? And then what do you find like a lot of shuls? They have the Aseret Dibros on top of the Aron. Right? Like, it's like Ki'ilu, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do, but right? But Ki'ilu, that's like that's the be all and end all. We know that Aseret Dibros do represent, well, according to many Rishonim, Kol Torah Kul in a certain sense, but that it's a danger there. So because of that danger, so some said, so what do you see? Then Shuvas Rambam writes that you see the practice, the stand for Aseret Dibros is a big mistake. He says you shouldn't do it. And he said, and the Rambam writes that if a person, you know, a community has such a minhag, you should change it. Mistake. You know, very, very rarely does someone tell you that if you have a minhag, change the minhag, the minhag tops. So the Rambam felt very strongly. Revad Yosef in Yechav Adas, so he quotes a number of Achronim who were in support of this, of maintaining the minhag, that people should stand. And then he says, but those people, they must not have seen the Chuvas Rambam. The Chuvas Rambam was released, it was like discovered later than the other writings of the Rambam. So he said they must have not seen the Chuvas Rambam. If they would have seen the words of the Rambam, they would have abandoned the minhag, and the Rambam says to abandon it. And so he says it's wrong, you shouldn't do it. But there are many others who try to find ways to allow people to uphold this minhag. Rish Sternbach in Chuvas Hanogos writes, he says, so don't stand for Aseret Dibros. Stand up before the brachos. And that way, you're already standing. And then when the Aseret Dibros start, you're already, you know, there's some shuls where they clap just before Anochi. You stand in front of Anochi. He says, don't stand in front of Anochi. Stand up for the whole Aliyah. And in that way, you're not going to get yourself in trouble at all. And Rishon Zalman Orbach writes in a couple of places in Halicha Shlomo that we don't have to worry about this at all. Why is that? Because there are other Kriyas HaTorahs that people stand for. People stand for Shiras Hayam. People stand at the end of every single sefer, right before Chazak, Chazak, and Chazek. It says there's a lot of places where people stand. Right? No one's going to think that this is the only most. What was the concern of Chazal in the Gemara and Brachos? People will think this is the only part of Torah that's important. So that's not going to happen. There's you know, seven different times when we stand. So that's not a concern. Therefore, he thought this wasn't a problem. Rav Moshe also writes, there's no reason to be concerned with this. Why? He says the Gemara was talking about a different idea. The Gemara's concern was we shouldn't have it as part of the tefillah. No one said in the Gemara ever that you shouldn't stand for Aseret Dibros. There's no Gemara like that. And therefore he said that those who are concerned about this based on that concern for that Gemara, is talking about a different case, saying you shouldn't have it as part of the tefillah. There was never a time when Chazal said you shouldn't stand for them. And therefore he said we don't have to expand and create more, you know, gzeros that Chazal never enacted. So therefore, he's not concerned about it at all. Many of the posts can write that no matter what you do, if you're in a place where they have a strong minhag to do a certain way, you shouldn't contradict it. You shouldn't do something different. You shouldn't have different people doing different things, that's for sure. So if you're in a minhag, I've never been to a show like this, but I've heard. Place where people are mocked, we do not stand, but it's like the Rambam. So then you shouldn't stand. If you're a place like most shuls, our show included, where typically people stand up, most people stand, so then you should do the same thing. And you should stand. You should stand also. That just as an interesting, addendum. The Rav, the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes that the Rav was makbid to always stand for all of the Kriyas HaTorah, every day. Why? Because he felt the same idea. Yitzias b'tachat ha'sahar is a reenactment of Kabbalah's Torah. And so we say that every time you have Kriyas HaTorah, it's like a reenactment. That's why we have different people stand on the sides. There's a whole process there of reenacting the Kriyas HaTorah, that the Baal Kori has to stand. Right? All these things because we are reenacting a Kriyas HaTorah every single time we lane. And therefore the Rav felt people should have this experience. But at the very least, to have that experience, to stand, like most of our minhagim, to stand at Aseret Dibros, again, to have that feeling of reenactment of the Kabbalah Sittara certainly is very appropriate, and certainly in a place where people do it, you should do it too, so we can all be makabel Torah again. Ki ishachad b'leivachad.